Now, another significant anniversary, you know, is going to be marked this week. The 75th anniversary of the Battle of Kokoda, arguably one of Australia's most significant symbolic campaigns of the Second World War, of course, many others as well. It's usually only when these anniversaries arise we take the time to reflect on the stories of the Australian soldiers who defended PNG and Australia from the Japanese during the Pacific Campaign, a campaign fought under the much criticised leadership of General Thomas Blamey, Commander-in-Chief of the Australian Military Forces. Some of the men who fought in New Guinea shared their memories in 1995 with reporter Chris Masters for a memorable Four Corners program called The Men Who Saved Australia. Here's a short excerpt of Chris talking to Keith Norrish, who was wounded in an attack at Brigade Hill.
Ignorance and complacency clouded perceptions of the strength of the Japanese and the brute force of the Owen Stanleys. The Australians were told they could walk to the top and take command of a narrow gap where a platoon of men could hold off an army. The so-called narrow gap was as wide as the Hunter Valley.
Trying to stop an advancing army under those circumstances was a bit like being a halfback on a football field in the middle of the night when you couldn't see the enemy because he could go all around you, he could go anywhere.
I didn't lose consciousness, but I think I lost track of time for a while. I'd had a section of blokes for whom I couldn't account for any. And that's what got me on my feet. I felt a bit angry and I sort of got myself to my feet and confronted this bloke and told him that I thought that the attack should go on, not be stopped. And Bill O'Keefe, one of our stretcher bearers, turned up at that time and took my Tommy gun from me and said,
he said, "You've done enough."
Yeah.
And you had.
I remember that Four Corners. Chris Masters and Keith Norrish from Western Australia ending that report from 1995. Very powerful. Keith died just last year at the age of 95. So it didn't shorten his life, I suppose, the way we thought it might have. So remembering the Kokoda campaign 75 years ago.